Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Dropbox users, listen up. Did you wake up this morning and think, holy crap, where'd my crap go? Dropbox has confirmed that there is a bug in some of the older versions of its desktop app, and it has deleted user files right from the cloud. Seems the problem arose from users who turned off the selective sync, which limits cloud syncs to specific folders on your desktop. There is a bit of good news, though. Dropbox says it's restoring files where it can and is updating the bug. Although, the worst news is, it can't restore all your lost files. Of course it can. If you've been affected, Dropbox should be contacting you right about now. Oh, Dropbox. Yep, you've lived up to your name. You've dropped the box. Literally.
Oh, yes, the French. Yes, very much so. They love to tweet, they love their money. And now you can do both with Twitter if you live in France.
Sorry about my terrible French accent. But anyway, starting tomorrow, any French resident with a bank account and Twitter handle, you can transfer money simply by tweeting it. How safe does this sound? The new service is dubbed S-Money, and it was launched last month by the French bank BPCE, and of course, in cooperation with Twitter. Now, this completely differs from the Twitter buy now thing, where it kind of let users pay for, you know, things like at Home Depot and that kind of thing. This is specifically aimed at person-to-person transactions. It's like PayPal for Twitter. Now, there's not very many details about how the service actually works, which is a little bit scary, but hey, there is a bright side. At least they're trying it out on the French first. Now, those of you who may be or may not be familiar, Microsoft Surface is now the official tablet of the NFL, that's the National Football League in the U.S. However, though, sportscasters who call the games think it's an iPad, and Microsoft isn't very happy about that. So Microsoft has decided that it's going to work with broadcasters to make sure this mistake doesn't keep happening. Microsoft has paid the NFL about $400 million over the next 5 years as part of the Wide Range partnership, which promotes the Surface and brings various league content to the Xbox One. So you can't blame them for getting pissed off if you spend $400 million. Microsoft has said after they've trained the sportscasters exactly what the Surface is, their goal next is to get the viewer to know what the Surface is. Hey, Microsoft, good luck with that on both ends. Think your Wi-Fi is not fast enough? Well, Samsung doesn't think it is. Samsung has developed a new 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi technology that's going to be capable of speeds of up to 4.6 gigabytes per second. That's freaking fast. According to Samsung, the new Wi-Fi can transmit data at the rate of 575 megabits per second, which is 5 times faster than the previous 108 megabits per second. Now, it's not going to be coming at the end of this year, but we're definitely looking very soon, like early 2015 is when they plan to bring this technology to market. I can hear LAN cable right now shaking in its boots. Oh my God, we're gonna die! Apparently, iPhone 6 and 6 Plus stocks are starting to ramp up again because the next round of launches is coming this month, which includes countries in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, as well as Africa and Latin America. Some of the countries getting the new Apple device include China and India on October 17th. October 23rd is Israel. October 24th, you're going to see it in the Czech Republic, Poland, and South America. On October 30th, you're going to find it in Kuwait. And then on Friday, October 31st, places like Croatia, Greece, Guam, Hungary, Iceland, South Korea, Thailand, and the Ukraine. All getting the iPhone 6. As many of you know, I live in the Philippines, and that's where this podcast is recorded. And I don't see us on the list. Apple, when the hell is the Philippines going to get it? If you got photos up on Flickr right now and you're thinking, boy, you know what? That photo would look great on my living room wall. Well, Flickr just announced a new program called Flickr Wall Art. That's right. Now you can turn your Flickr photos into a large canvas. It takes about 2 clicks and about $50, and your living room's newest ornament is on its way. Yeah, you heard me right. About $50. Yeah, it doesn't sound cheap, does it? And that's on the low end. Prices for like an 11 by 14 canvas start at $64. Funny enough about this, though, Flickr's not even saying how big your photos need to be. Folks over at Gizmodo actually tried a photo that was 2,000 pixels wide, and it didn't work. Gotta say, cool idea, Flickr, but you gotta bring the prices down. Come on, you could do this crap at Walmart for like $20. And finally, lithium-ion batteries. Aren't they the most magical thing that's came to all of our gadgets? Until they explode! Yep, the little buggers sometimes, just without warning, will just drop into fire, and there you go, and then you've got your whole place on fire, and it really sucks. Would be nice to have an early warning system, wouldn't it? Well, a research team at Stanford University thinks that they found and solved the problem for this. In a paper published by Nature's Communication, the folks over at Stanford said it's all about detecting leaks in the separator between the electrodes. The team created a super thin layer of copper and inserted it in between the anode and the cathode. I think that's how you say it. If one leaks into the other, the copper will detect it and the battery's voltage will fall to zero. Pretty cool idea, I gotta say. No word on when, if, and when companies are going to start adding this little small feature to a battery. I tell you what, though, I'm on board for it. Beats the hell out of a trip to the ER, that's for sure. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, yes, hump day, woohoo, to get you caught up on the best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you for listening.